This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. People sometimes ask me how I travel or if I still enjoy traveling as I can no longer see. I explain that travel's not all about seeing, although obviously if you have vision, you're going to take in your surroundings through your vision. But although my other senses haven't improved, I've learned to pay more attention to them, and I also see through the people around me. Today I want to take you on some of the amazing experiences that I've been on and show you what I mean about traveling as a blind man. Japan is another country filled with so many different experiences, and I'm so ready to go back for more. One of my favorites was the onsen, a natural hot spring bath, and it's so much more than just a hot spring bath or spa. Temperatures of the baths are usually around 40 to 45 degrees Celsius, and this is because they come from up to 1 kilometer below the Earth's surface, so they're naturally heated to this temperature. There's a very well-defined ritual to taking part in these onsens, starting with men and women are completely separate. So each new onsen I went to, I had to be helped with orientating myself around the changing areas and into the onsens. The onsens are always run by ladies, and so the time for shyness was certainly not now. They were truly wonderful with me. They would take me to a locker room and point out a locker to me where I could put all my clothes, and then, once stripped naked, show me through to the bath area. Before entering the baths, you take a shower, but not a normal shower as we know it. You're generally seated on a plastic stool and showering in that position so as not to splash the other bathers. They provide shampoo, conditioner, and body wash, and you really do need to make sure you're good and clean before you get into the hot baths. We went to the onsen wherever we could. Sometimes we had them in our hotel, even one of them up on the roof. Sometimes we would go to the public onsen, which was an amazing experience. One of them that I went to was in a tiny little town called Totori, which is on the edge of the Japanese desert. And it really was very local. I was the only tourist there, and the lady who ran the onsen found me to be quite a novelty. Another onsen we went to was outdoors, and it started snowing while I was sitting in the onsen. What a treat that was. Sometimes it was nice to go late at night, and after sitting in the onsen for as long as you could take it, it made you feel totally exhausted, so you ended up leaving completely relaxed and having the best night's sleep. We also experienced giant onsen centers where there were multiple baths ranging in temperature from icy cold to the hottest that they could get. And then there were some weird ones in between, some with herbs in them, others that were charged with a very low voltage electricity. I have to be honest, I so enjoyed the very, very hot ones that I was always going for the hottest one and just quietly get in. It would take a little while to get my body in completely as the water is so hot, and then just sit and enjoy the absolute serenity of it. Another experience we had as part of the onsens on the coastline was to be buried in sand. The sand is also hot because as it's below all this water that's heated to such high temperatures, it's pretty hot itself. You're buried all the way to the neck, lying down on the sand, and the more they pile on you, the hotter it gets. It was amazing. They dress you in a yakuta, which is similar to a kimono. You lie down, and the covering begins. I'd let them go as heavy as they would because I was so enjoying this. And then when it did get a bit hot, they told me, just wiggle your fingers. You'll feel the cool straight away. And I did. Eventually, I had to get out. And of course, off we went to clean ourselves off, shower, and then the onsen ritual started again because next to the sand spa was the onsen. And how could we not do that as it was available? Another thing we found along the way is that there are foot spas or foot onsens which are just outdoors and streams or pools. So you come along, find one, take your shoes and socks off, sit down, put your feet in, and enjoy. And generally, you're ending up sitting next to some other Japanese people, or very occasionally, some other tourists who've been brave enough to take off their socks and shoes and enjoy this fantastic experience. So many different types of onsen with so many different types of experiences dotted all across Japan. What an amazing experience, with or without vision. I would so love to be there right now. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.